Hi, Marty Lurie, KMBR 680 with Michael Morse, a fan favorite. This is very special for you.
Yeah, it really is, man. It's tough to say, Marty, man. I'm just having a great time. I'm having a blast, and I wouldn't change anything for the world right now. You know, whether I make the team or not, it's not up to me, you know, and it's nothing I'm worried about, but I'm just having a blast here, man. I'm having a fun time seeing the fans and playing baseball.
What clicked for you? Because you talked about it. We were all standing here in the clubhouse. You came back in and said, all right, I just missed that one. Then you went out and hit a home run, and you sort of haven't stopped since then.
You know what? Early in camp, I was hitting the ball really well for me, and I was just missing stuff off the end of the bat. And I know my swing. I know what I need to do to get ready for a season. And, you know, I told myself coming in here, I'm not going to change that approach. I want to be ready for the season. I'm not going to go out here and hit for spring training and just hit to hit. And then when the spring training is over, you know, be wondering, you know, oh my gosh, where am I at for the season? You know, I told myself I'm gonna get ready for the season. And early in camp, I started seeing the ball really well. My swing was started getting there. My bat speed was there, and I was hitting everything a little bit off the end. But it was one of those things. I'd come back to the dugout and say, hey, I just missed that. Oh, I just missed it. I feel it coming. And you know, I told you guys. I said, hey, I'm right there. It's gonna click. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna go hit a home. I'll be right back. And I did. And I mean, trust me, it ain't that easy. But you know, my swing feels great. My body feels good. And, you know, this team is awesome. So what more can I ask for?
No, nothing. It's terrific. Mike Morse with us. And I said on the show the last couple of weekends, you know, if you do get on the team, there's a role. You come off the bench. You're a power late in the game. Yeah, you're going to play here and there. But being a veteran, I assume that's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely. The one thing that I think that me and Bochy have is we got this. It's almost like we get on the same wavelength during the game, and especially in those kind of roles, I kind of know when he's going to be calling for me, and certain parts in the game where, you know, for him it's like, you know, you got that one bullet. When am I going to use it? And I could actually look and see, like, oh, it's the sixth inning or the seventh inning. You know, the starter might come out. You know, it's a tie game. Here's a big situation. I might look at Boach, and he might give me a look and say, not yet, not yet. And that's what makes him such an amazing manager, because he's thinking three times ahead of everybody. And it just so happens that there'll be a bigger moment, say, in the ninth inning with a man on third or something, and that'll be the moment that he'll use me. But, you know, I told them, like I told them in the off season, man, I feel like, you know, pitch hitting coming off the bench is something that I do, you know, better than, you know, most pitch hitters, just because, you know, I go up there with a fearless mentality, and I feel like, you know, that I'm better than whoever they put out there to pitch against me. But, you know, it could be a flaw, but it could be a good at sometimes. But, you know, like, again, I'll do whatever they want me to do.
Yeah. No, it's a great story, and we've had a lot of fun with it. You've been, I think, they asked me yesterday the surprises of the spring, and I put you right up there because I didn't know what to expect. So I put you up there, and I think the fans have related to it as well. WBC, U.S. Now takes on Japan in the next round, and I got to watch a little bit of the game last night, and there was Pat Neshek. And I'm saying to myself, where's Michael Morse right now? Where is Michael Morse? Because that ball was up, and I'm telling you something, he got away with a couple last night that he wouldn't have gotten away with you.
Yeah, you know, man, to me it's still one of those things, like, how did I do it? He's so, if you watch how he pitches, there's so much movement going on, his body's flying all over the place. And you know, I think the biggest thing as a hitter is you got to know before he comes in the game what to expect. You got to know he's going to be flying all over the place, and you got to eliminate all that in your head. Somehow you have to focus on that ball. And if you've never faced him before, it's very tough.
Sure.
And I bet a lot of those guys never faced him before or something like that. But man, he's tough, and there's a reason he's pitching for U.S.
Yeah. All right. Left field. You had the great quote the other day and hit all the papers. You know, it's like riding a bike, except you have two flat tires. And, you know, one of the great Mike Morse quotes. What about left field?
It was nice. I'll tell you what. Playing here at night is tough.
Yes,
the lights are a little low. The ball actually goes right into lights, which is really tough. But, you know, it would have been kind of nice to get a couple games under my belt, maybe in the sun before the big night game in front of a sellout crowd. But, hey, I'll do whatever, you know, they want me to do. But, again, you know, it's left field. I've played it before. I'm not going to go out there scared. I'm going to go and try my best. And again, my body feels pretty good. So I feel like I'm getting to the balls a little better this year.
All right. Great to have you on, as always. They look forward to this on Saturday and Sunday for your report. So I appreciate you being on.
I look forward to listening to Casey Kasem. So hopefully it's as good as that.
Yeah, what's he, top 100 or top 40?
Top 40, man. Top 40. Oh, yeah.
All right. I grew up with that. All right, Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.